Tonight begins the last series of concerts of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Seiji Ozawa, who is leaving for Vienna. His first recording with his new orchestra, the Vienna Philharmonic, is an album of Viennese music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review.
Critics don't often get asked to rehearsals, and probably for good reason. Once, nearly 20 years ago, Seiji Ozawa was rehearsing Alban Berg's Violin Concerto with violinist Itzhak Perlman, and the press was invited. But it was embarrassing. Perlman kept leaning forward to explain to Ozawa some musical detail. One time, he pointed his bow at the musician sitting behind him and informed Ozawa that they were playing a waltz. "Oh, a waltz," Ozawa exclaimed in surprise. After his 29th season as the BSO's music director, Ozawa is leaving Boston for the waltz capital of the world, Vienna. This past New Year's Day, he conducted the famous annual concert with the Vienna Philharmonic, a Viennese tradition since 1959, a concert made up mainly of waltzes. Probably a billion people around the world watched it on television. The question still is, can Seiji Ozawa conduct a waltz? It's a little hard to tell. The Vienna Philharmonic can probably play waltzes in its sleep. It's recorded waltzes with the great Viennese conductors at least since the 1930s, long before the annual New Year's concert became a tradition. One of the best waltz recordings ever made was its 1989 New Year's concert led by Carlos Kleiber, the son of yet another great Viennese conductor, Erich Kleiber. Now you can watch that concert on DVD. I thought it might be interesting to compare the two performances. Here's Ozawa conducting one of my favorite waltzes, the tenderly nostalgic Artist's Life. Now listen to Carlos Kleiber. Same orchestra, same waltz. Waltzes are really about the illusion of floating. There's a lilt, a lift, an airiness in the Kleiber performance that's missing in Ozawa's. On the telecast, Ozawa seemed to be working very hard at the umpapas. He dipped and lunged, but the music itself remained on the ground. Looking at Kleiber on the DVD, you see someone completely at ease, someone who loves this music more than he likes putting on a show. He creates an atmosphere and transfers his visible affection for the music to the players. Listen to Ozawa conduct the whirring little dragonfly polka by Joseph Strauss, the waltz king Johann Strauss's younger brother. Thank you. This is perfectly respectable. But under Carlos Kleiber, the music of darting wings is subtler, the shifting accents more delicately teasing, the sound of the strings more magical in its iridescence. It seems to matter more. Carlos Kleiber didn't make a lot of recordings, but some of his best consist of Viennese music. Two more are on DVD, Johann Strauss's enchanting operetta, Die Fledermaus, and the beloved opera by Richard Strauss, no relation to Johann, Der Rosenkavalier, which has a touching performance by British soprano Felicity Lott in the central role. But in both, the real stars are the orchestra and the conductor.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix.